I'm Chance Dorland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. A holiday week at the Justice Center brings us to a different type of subject on today's episode of The Docket, and we're discussing a new intervention program that is being introduced at the Bexar County Juvenile Justice Center. I'm joined by my regular guest, Express News Courts and Crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala. And Liz, we have discussed some specialty courts on the podcast before that have dealt with the adult side of things. This one is focused for juveniles. Let's start with a reminder of what specialty courts are and then move into this new subject that we have yet to discuss before.
Yes, Chance. Texas has many specialty courts, and these are ones that are sanctioned by the governor's office and paid for by the state. And many of them are specific to substance abuse and mental health issues. And they range from traditional courts like drug court, DWI court, veterans court, family court, mental health courts. And those are for people who have been sexually exploited as well. There's also a specialty court for that. And participants have criteria that they must follow for them. And if they are done successfully, the people who participate in these programs get rewarded with the possibility of having lower charges or some type of incentive that will make those original charges not as severe as they could have been had they not participated. So what we're going to talk about today, though, Chance, is a special docket that will be specifically for youth that are on gang-intensive supervision probation, that are gang-affiliated, documented gang members, or high risk for involvement with gangs.
As I just briefly mentioned, Elizabeth, before we've discussed some specialty programs regarding the adult side of things, and they provide significant resources within the justice system to keep people from returning to the system, you know, get rid of recidivism. What about this special docket and its mission?
Well, I had the chance to visit recently with the key players in this new program, specifically Judge Carlos Quesada, who presides over the 289th Juvenile District Court. With him were Lynn Wilkerson, who is the chief of Bexar County Juvenile Probation, and John Moran, who's the juvenile gang supervisor. They and the double-digit size task force are leading what they're calling the new Juntos Court. And Juntos stands for Juveniles United Navigating Through Obstacles Successfully. And Judge Quesada said the title is fitting because in Spanish, the word juntos means together. And as I said, with that double-digit task force that includes the judge, the chief probation officer, the chief of probation, the gang unit supervisor, an assistant district attorney, a probation officer, a defense attorney, and a slew of other people like counselors, educators, vocational advisors, therapists, and mentors, all these people involved say it's a community working with the youth and their families, giving the participants all of the positive work and reinforcement needed to be successful. And success to them, Chance, is the youth no longer being involved with gang activity.
It's interesting that we're talking about this on today's episode because recently we've been talking about a few juveniles that were accused of violent crimes, some of them being certified as adults to stand trial. Do you think that this recent activity could be one of the reasons this specialty docket in a juvenile court is now coming up?
You know, Chance, I think so. In our discussions about Juntos Court, we learned that there indeed is an uptick in Bexar County regarding juveniles committing more violent crimes. Some of those crimes that we've discussed on the podcast have not been, you know, traditionally gang related. But in talking with the judge, Lynn, and John about the numbers in Bexar County, those crimes of a violent nature have gone up enough. I mean, not like a huge amount, but those particularly of violent nature have. Really, as of May this year, the Texas Department of Public Safety has recorded nearly 6,000 documented gang members residing in Bexar County alone. And of the 3,733 youth referred to the Juvenile Probation Department in 2018, 176 of those voluntarily claimed gang affiliation. And during 2017-2018, there were 217 youth assigned to the Gang Intensive Supervision Unit, and 59% of those were in that unit for assault or felonies. But, you know, Chance, the most sobering figures, the latest data available that was provided to us by Bexar County is that of the 254 counties in Texas, Bexar County ranks the second highest in the number of teen violent deaths and ranked in the 47th percentile for the number of juvenile violent crimes. And those are stats, the latest stats that they provided were from 2013 to 2014 from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, as provided again by Bexar County. So those numbers are, you know, I thought that they were a little startling, and I can see how, you know, the juvenile judges are wanting to really get together and find a way that they can kind of reach these kids before they get into the adult system.
So it sounds like this program is a reaction to some things that are going on in the area. I'm wondering, how are the participants chosen? Are they sort of tapped for this new program, or does there have to be a request that they're interested in participating? Of course, when you talk about being in a gang, something that I think a lot of people would know is that it's hard to get out once you're in. So are there any specific plans that the organizers are working with to allow youths to do just that?
You know, Chance, that's a really good question. I mean, we've heard that our entire lives, that, you know, once in a gang, you know, you can't really get out. But one of the interesting statistics from the state that the county provided is that young gang members are kind of drifting away from that traditional gang structure and the procedures. And, you know, they're preferring now what officials are calling a, quote, free enterprise, no oversight approach to their operations. That was news to me, you know, that, you know, they're really not in that traditional gang structure anymore. They can branch out and do their own thing and still kind of be affiliated. So this specialty docket, again, similar to a specialty court, but Judge Quesada said the key factor for the youth who will participate in Juntos Court is that they want to get out of the gang lifestyle. You know, the self-reporting thing, you know, they go and they say, I'm in a gang, but I really don't want to be in a gang anymore. Well, you know, whereas in a traditional specialty court, one that's sanctioned by the state, they have the strict criteria. And basically for a lot of these folks, it's a last chance for someone who still has a chance, someone who wants to stop the cycle of crime and get a fresh start with a possibility of decreased charges. But in this new docket, the youth really have to want to make that change. Plus, John Moran, the gang unit supervisor, said he and his team recognized that those who may not be your typical gangbanger, those who maybe tried it and think, hey, this isn't for me and I need some help getting out, you know, Juntos Court can do that for them.
So let's say we have someone who, as you already mentioned, really wants to make change in their life, a juvenile who has a history with gangs. What is expected of them in order to participate?
Well, to be eligible, organizers are saying participants must be 15 years old or older, though younger candidates can be considered on a case-by-case basis. They must be on what's called formal adjudicated probation and have self-admitted or documented gang membership, participation, or affiliation. And Chance, this, they have several focuses as part of this new gang docket. The key among them are going to be pushing education, job development, building relationships, and responsibility within their family units. And the court has what they call core values: respect, strength, responsivity, family engagement, and responsibility. And they are calling it a non-adversarial team approach to help the youth and their family.
So what kind of start date are we looking at, and how might this play out in court for someone who's involved?
Well, they are looking at August as the main month for this. We've been given a first court date of August 6th for Juntos Court. Now, how this will work has been explained to me like this. Team members, including the judge, an assistant district attorney, defense attorney, juvenile probation officer, therapist, parent, a mentor coordinator, and an employment education coordinator will meet at 3:00 on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. This is going to be about an hour before the specialty docket is to begin. They decided on 4:00 after school so that it doesn't conflict with school time. These meetings with a task force and the judge are designed to be in relaxed settings to build trust and self-esteem, make pro-social connections, and generally encourage a positive change in their lifestyle. You know, we've talked a little bit about juvenile before. Juvenile court is different than the adult court because it's done in a very team way already. You know, I've seen juvenile defendants approach the judge, and it's a very relaxed conversation. They usually have their lawyer with them and they have their parent with them, and they will do, you know, whether they're still incarcerated or if they are on a probation, they will approach the judge, and the judge has a very relaxed conversation with them about how their week has been, what they've done, if they've had any challenges. And that's pretty much, you know, standard for any other, specialty court, you know, on the adult side, and then, you know, also on the juvenile side. You know, when you participate in these special programs and they have all of these people helping you, you know, the court handles itself much differently. It's more of a personal thing. So, you know, when we say to make pro-social connections and encourage a positive change, you know, a lot of that also is, you know, some of these kids, they have FaceTime with the judge. That's a big deal for them. So, you know, those things coupled with the requirements of the meetings, therapy by themselves and with family, and doing what the court tells them to do, indeed, all of it is intense. But officials involved are very optimistic and excited that it's going to work.
Time now for final thoughts before we say goodbye, Liz. I imagine since it's just a little bit around the corner when this new program is going to become a reality, I guess we'll have more things to talk about in the future.
Yes, Chance. It was a really positive discussion with everybody involved with the upcoming Juntos Court. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of positivity. And I was already given an invitation to an upcoming graduation. So we will likely discuss this again on the docket, and hopefully we'll have some examples of some kids who can tell us what it was like and maybe give recommendations to others who might want to participate.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News Courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering law and crime in San Antonio from expressnews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.